Alright, Daf Lamed Ches, Shabbos is Daf, and we are holding at the two dots at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah had said, V'chein Shnei Kalim, if two people gave two Kalim, Echad Yafe Mona, V'echad Yafe Elef Zuz, and we pointed out from Reuel Yashiv that maybe the Chiddush of Elef Zuz as opposed to Mosayim Zuz, the bigger discrepancy might be Machai of the Shimer more. Akulpon, the Gemara now is bothered, why are we giving us two cases, one of money and one of Kalim? V'tzricha, you need both, the Ashmin and Hach Kamaisa. If I only knew the first one about money, Behahiko Amri Rabbanan, that's where the Chachom say you pay both tevim mishum delekap seida, because you're not lowering the amount of money since you can divide the money itself. Aval baha, by the case of the two kalim, dekap seida de gadol, that you are being mechaser in the value of the keli when you divide it, because as you remember, according to the way Rashi learns this division, that you're actually physically breaking this thing in half, not destroying its value in the process, not like a glass keli, but like a gold bar that you cut in half. But it's worth less when it's cut in half. So even my delay Rabbi Yasi, maybe the chacham will be masking to Rabbi Yasi, and that really maybe the shimer should continue to hold on to both of these kalim. The it mar bahon, if I would have only said the halacha by the kalim, bahok amar Rav Yasi over there, where Rav Yasi says that it's yehem munach because there is this loss al bahach, but by cash ema moedi leil rabbanan, because there is no hefsid tzricha, therefore you need both cases. Moving over to Amud Aleph, frek the gemara of hotayma de Rav Yasi mishum hefsid haramai, who the idea of hefsid haramai that he has nothing to lose and therefore he'll claim it's his. How are we dealing with that? So it shouldn't matter if it's kesef or kalim. The whole idea is whether or not there's going to be hefsid haramai, which the gemara says ela tarvayu le rabbanan nitzrich v'lezu avzuktani. So enechanami, we really do need both cases, and the whole thing is a leizu avzu. There isn't really any chiddush because it's all about the mahefsid haramai, but it's a leizu avzu. Zok da mishnah hamafkid peiros etzel chaveray, a regular case of a pikudin of these peiros afilu hein avud, and even if it's becoming ruined, the peiros are being eaten by animals or they're being destroyed because they're rotting, lo yiga bohen, the shomer still should not do anything with it. He shouldn't sell it off and turn it into cash. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel leimer, no meichrin bifnei bezin, you should sell it mipnei shehu kameshiv aveda labailam, because he now has this achrayus to be meshiv the aveda, quote unquote. Now this Mishnah L'chaira needs to be reconciled with the sugya back on Chaf Ches, which is also a Mishnah that called over she oisav eichel yeyasav eichel. Right, any time that an animal consumes things, you got to pay for it. So why would I not think you have to do like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that you got to take care of this pay rice to sell it off and turn it into cash? The Rashash says there might be a difference between an aveda and a pikadain. Here we're talking about where the guy was mafkided, and he didn't give these kinds of instructions of what to do, which is a reyasa, as if to say not to do anything about it. Whereas an aveda, obviously there was no instructions given, so we have to assume an umdana of what the bal aveda would want. Other acharonim say an idea that this is exeris a kos of dafka by an aveda, that you have to watch after it, and this is lamaisa, not an aveda, so you don't have that special halacha of being eisav eichel. Now if these pears are just rotting in front of us, one might think there might be a chiyav of bal tashchis to do something about it. And there is a shaila, is there bal tashchis by a shev yaltasa? It might be totally in the chinuch's two reasons for bal tashchis. One reason of bal tashchis is because the Rabbein Hashem gave you a matana to use these things for your hana and you're wasting it. That's one idea, and that might apply even to a shev yaltasa. But the other idea of the chinuch is that if a person is mashchis their things, it has an effect on himself, which is a very chinuch style kind of an approach, that the actions of a person create a change in the person. Well, that seems more like a kumva asay dika bal tashchis. But a passive baltashchis may not be baltashchis. Tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak about a guy who was makbid on Pas Yisrael, which is only a chumrah, not a halacha. And when he came to America, he wasn't makbid on it. It's hard to find Pas Yisrael. So he had this Pas Akum with him when he got back to Eretz Yisrael. And the question was, since al pi halacha it's mutter, is he allowed to let it rot and become ruined? Is there going to be a baltashchis b'shev yaltasa? All right, but getting back to our issue here, according to Rav Gamliel, you are mechuyev to be meichron bifnei bezdin mipnei shu kameshev aveda labailim. What happens if you don't? According to Rav Gamliel, do I now have to pay my mafkid? Did I fall down on the job somehow that I'm now mechuyev me'ikar hadin? And the Machad Ephraim in Hilchos Shomer Simon Lamed Hey has a very yesidious digga chakira. What is this din of meichron bifnei bezin? Is it part of your achrayas as a shomer? Umemela, if you don't do it, now I am responsible, also my shmira, and I might have to pay the guy back. Or is Chazal instituting a new din, like a hashav saveda digga din, that, okay, you can't be mekayim your shmira because the stuff is getting ruined, so we impose upon you this new chiddush digga din to take care of that stuff. Now, if I don't do it, all right, I was mevatel that takanas chachamim, but that wouldn't make me achray me'ikar hadin to pay the mafkid back. So that chakira of the Machan Ephraim is important to keep in mind. Zok to Gemara, my time, what is the pshat in the shitas chachamim of lo yiga bohen afilu hein avudin? Omer of Kahana, because Adam writes a bekav shalai mitisha kabin shal chaveray. So according to the chachamim, the mafkid here doesn't want you to sell off these things because he wants to retain his original stuff. Why? Zok Rashi, that these payers are chaviv to him sh'omal behen, because he worked for them. So even though he could have this exchange being done on behalf of the Shimer, he wouldn't be interested. This is actually a big Musar Dikavart, this idea of Adam Reitz of Bekavshalem and Tishul Kabin Shal Chaveray. Rashi over here says it's because he's Omal. Rav Dessler, in the beginning of his Chela Gimel, talks about how Amelus brings a connection to something. The more you work for it, the more you are connected to it. And he himself even compares it to his famous shtickle in the Kuntres HaChesed Chelek Aleph, where parents love their children because they give them so much. The more you give to something, the more you love it. Contrary to popular belief that you give because you love something, it's the opposite. But he shtells too, this Gemara, as the mucker for it in Chazal, that the more you give and the more you work to something, the more you love it. Dr. Henry Abramson says throughout history, the Kehila of Klal Yisrael always tried to remain self-sufficient and had a culture of never relying on outside sources of income. Perhaps it was because they didn't trust the Goyim, but also because of this reality that we love what we create and we love the things we work on. That's Rav Kahana's idea of why the Chacham would say it's an umdana that you wouldn't want the Shomer to sell off these things for him. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Chayshinan Shema Osan Amafkid Truma Meiser Al Makom Acher. You know why you can't sell it off? Because this stuff might be Trumas or Meisers. You have no idea that maybe the Mafkid, who's not here, designated this now rotting Peiros as his Trumas and Meisers. Peisus deals with the issue that it's Einam in a Mukuf if it's far away, but that was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's Chayshinan. Meisvei, the Brisa says, "Amafkin peiros hitzel chaveirai harezel lo yiga bohen lefikach." Therefore, balabayis eisenais and truma umaisra al makom acher. Therefore, because you shouldn't touch it, the bialim can make it into trumas and maestras. Bishlam lord of Kahana, who said because of the autumn rites of bekav shalei, etc. Hainu diktani lefikach, because the lefikach sounds like because of this, you're therefore allowed to turn into trumas and maestras. El lord of Nachum bar Yitzchak, my lefikach. It's not lefikach. Not. It's not as a result of this. It's fakir. That's the becomes the reason why you can't take it off. So hachikamer, no, it really can work out. The Brisa can work out like both pshatim. Hashad Omer Rabbanan Lein Nizdavin, since now you're not allowed to sell it, Dechai Shinan, that maybe he made into Trumas and Meisers, therefore Lefikach Bal Bayez I saw Eisen Truma and Meiser Al Malkam Acher. Now, therefore, the Bailim can now do it. In other words, from the Bailim's point of view, it works. So the Lefikach is going from the Bailim's point of view, whereas the Shomer and Echanami has to be Cheshish that maybe it is Trumas and Meisers. Omer Rabba Bar Brachan Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Machleikis Bichtei Chesreinan. The whole Machleikis between the Chachamim and Rishim ben Gamliel is only if the value of the peiros did not go down in a abnormal way, like in a normal mahalach of its own chesaron. Aval yosim echte chesaron. Let's say if it's dropping quickly, the value. Does divrei kol meichrim bebezdin? Even the chachamim are asking if you got to sell it off. So adrav Nachman bar Yitzchok vadei pliga. Certainly, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is negative Nachman bar Yitzchok, because according to Nachman bar Yitzchok, we're scared about the trumas and maestras. So it shouldn't matter whether or not it's going down in value quickly or not. So either of Kahana Milema Pliga, should we also say that Rabbi Yochanan's limitation in their Machlaikis is also going connected of Kahana, that Adam writes Bekav Shaloi? He Ka'omar of Kahana, Bechtei Chesroinen Ka'omar. He would be maskim if the loss would be substantial, that he would also want to have the stuff sold off. Ay, Vaho writes Bekav Shaloi Mitisha Kabin Shal Chavera Ka'omar. Rav Kahana said it very extremely. He said one Kav I'd rather more than nine Kav in a Machavere. So therefore, even if the value drops quickly, Lechaira, that would be Bechlal, the 1-9 ratio, which the Gemara says Guzman Bialba. Rav Kahana only meant is it Guzma. But Lamaisa, Rav Kahana would also be maskim that if the Mafkid knew that his payers were dropping in value very quickly, he would want the Shomer to sell him off. Meisvei, the Braisa says Lefikach Balabayis Aisa Aisan Trumu Meiser Al Makom Acher. Frek the Gemara Valechish Dilma Havel Hu Yaisa Michtei Chesreinan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why is the Bailam allowed to go ahead and be Tyram on these Peirais? Why doesn't he have to be Chayshish that maybe the value dropped Yeser Michtei Chesroin and Vizavninu? And therefore, and now the Mafkid doesn't even realize it, but maybe the Shomer sold off these things in order to stave off that loss. And now, this Mafkid, who's off on vacation, thinking that he now just took off Trumas and Maestras, he should be Chayshish that maybe his Peirais don't even exist anymore. To which the Gemara says, Yeser Michtei Chesroin and Zle Shchiach, and therefore we don't have to be Chayshish for such a thing. But what happens if Ilamaisa would happen? We would sell it, like Rabbi Yochanan said. But how can you sell it? Maybe already the Bailam made a Trumas and Meisers. In other words, ask the Kasher from the other way around. How is the Shomer able to do it? And for the Gemara, even when it's sold, we're selling it dafka to the Kahanim, which is the lower price of the Truma. So you don't have to worry about selling it to a non-Kayan and therefore selling Truma off to this Yisrael, because it's not going to happen. We're selling it to the Kahanim anyway. Ulur of Nachman bar Yitzchak, who's Cheshish for the Trumas and Meisers, Nami niz nam ninhu l'kayhanim b'tmei truma. And we also just use this as eitzah, to sell the peiros dafka to kayhanim, and therefore, what would be the chashash in the first place? To which the Gemara answers, b'ha pligi. Rabba bar Brachana, who was saying over Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Nachman are gufa arguing about this. To Rabba bar Brachana, who holds that according to both of them, such a mechira can work, savar yaiser mechtei chesroin and l'shchiach midi, it never happened. And if you don't have to be chashash for it, v'chi mishtakach, and if it would happen, l'kameh, who'd have a yaiser mechtei chesroin. It's only after a very long time when the peiros become Yos Mechtei Chesroinen. So Yavid Luhu Balabayas Trumu Meiser Al Makam Acher Mekame to have a Luhu Yos Mechtei Chesroinen Avid Luhu. It wouldn't have waited so long. It would have happened already. So you don't have to be chayshish for it. Hilchach ki have a Luhu Yos Mechtei Chesroinen. So if therefore the value went down so fast, Nizabdinu LeKahanim Bedmei Truma. The Shomer would sell it dafka to the Kahanim for that price of Truma. So you don't have to worry that the Bailam is going to go ahead and make Trumas and Meisers after the Mechira. For Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who Aser selling these payers to the Kahanim, Sovar Yosar Mechtei Chesroinen Mishka Shchichi, it could happen. It is more common for the price to drop down. And when it does happen, it would happen right away. And if you would say to sell these payers to the Kahanim, Zimnin Nekodim, Mizabin Luhu, the Shomer might sell too quickly. He's not going to realize that his Trumas and Meisers won't work because it's already been sold. And then Chalila, the Mafkid, would be eating Tevel. All right. Meisvei. We're going to ask on Rabbi Yechanan. A Mafkid payer says, the Brisa says if it got rotted, Yayin vehechmitz, where it turned and the wine was turning into vinegar, Shemen vehivish, the oil became ruined, or Dvash vehidvish, this is an interesting one, where the honey got ruined. Honey, even though we understand honey to be shelf stable, it doesn't ever like spoil, but something would happen to this honey to ruin it. Hare ze lo yiga bohen. Still, the Shomer shouldn't mess with it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim Maimrim Oisa Lehem Takana. You should do something about it, which we'll have to see. What is that if it's already been spoiled? But the Chachamim say you should be Oisa Lehem Takana because you Meichrin, and when you sell it, Meichrin LaAcherim VeEina Meichrin LaAtzmai. Don't sell to yourself. In other words, you might think I'll just pay for it myself and just hold on to these things myself. But that looks sketchy, even though you might have best intentions. But it doesn't look good. Ukiyetz Boy and other things that also don't look good. They look sketchy. Agavet Zdaka Bisman SheEin Lehem Aniim LaChalak. If he has nobody to give the money to, Partin LaAcherim. Still, do the money exchange with other people's coins when you're trying to do the money changing, because it doesn't look good. So vein part in Latzman, don't do it with your own money. And gabay tamchui, also when you're distributing the tamchui, which is the food distribution, bisman she'ein lehem aniyim l'chalek, meichrin l'acherim ve'ein meichrin l'atzman. Now, Ketoni Mias, Lamais, it says, Paris Viherkiva, Mai, what's the halacha? But the kasha now, Lamais, is Ketoni Mias, Paris Viherkiva, the mayor says, you're not allowed to sell it. So Mai, when is he talking about? Lava fil yosar mechteches, right? And even if it went down in value quickly, Rav Meir is still saying that you can't sell it. So L'chair, our Bryce is going connected to Rabbi Yechanan, who says you always should sell it. And for the Gemara Light, the Bryce is not talking about a case. Bichteches Reinen, and it's going down in the normalish depreciation that you'd expect. I fact, the Gemara of Hoyayin v'hichmitz, or Shemen v'hivish, or Dvash v'hidbish, d'yesem bichteches Reinen, and those are certainly examples of things that go down more than a natural amount of chisaron of depreciation, and still Rav Meir says you can't sell it. And for the Gemara, Shani Hani, these are different because kivin to come. It was holding by that matziv of spoilage, so once it's already holding at that matziv, Rav Meir holds, there's no point in selling it off anymore, and therefore don't sell it. Shemen v'hivish, dvash v'hidbish, in those cases of the oil and the honey that got ruined, turning over to Amid Beis, Lamai Chazi. What's the point? Why would anybody even want to buy these things? What are you trying to do with these things? They should be valueless at all. And for the Gemara, Shemen Chazi l'gildoy, you could use the oil for the leather, make the leather softer. And the Meiri here deals with the fact that if we're chayshish for trumas and meisers l'chayra, you shouldn't be allowed to use it for that purpose. Ayin sham. Dvash l'ksisha degamli. And you can use this ruined honey as some sort of a treatment for the wounds on your camels. I guess it can be considered camel mile lotion. All right. So my takanta avidlu. If it's already spoiled, what's the takana that we're talking about? Omer Ravashi, lekankanim. No, you could save the actual kalim. Let's deal with this before the actual kalim become ruined further. And my kamefliki, what's the machalik between Rav Meir and the chachamim? Demar, sover according to Rav Meir, holds you shouldn't sell it because lehefsin merubu chashashu, aber lehefsin mut lechashashu. Umar sover afilu lehefsin mut, nami chashashu. Interestingly, the Machan Ephraim uses this as a raya to the chakira we cleared earlier. We want to know, is the selling part of his chi of shmira, or is it a new mitzvah of Hashav Zaveda Dikedin? Now, if you learned it's a chi of Shmira, what's the difference whether it's Hefsin Murub or Hefsin Muat? Your responsibility is to maintain these payers, or in this case, the Yain and the Dvash, etc. So who cares that it's a small Hefsid? That's your responsibility. So this Gemara sounds like a raya to the idea that it's a new Takana. So that Takana might only apply by Hefsin Murub and not by Hefsin Muat. Okay, the Mishnah said, Reb Shimon Megamil Eimer, Yimkrem Bebezdin, Mibneshu Kamesha Veda Labaila. Itmar, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Rava Omer of Nachman, Halacha Kedivre Chachamim. So you have a Machloikis. Who do we paskin like? Interestingly enough, this is kind of a sidebar, but it's really interesting. The Rif paskins like Rav Nachman. Why does the Rif paskin like Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman is a Basroi. Since he's the later Tana, he's the closer, and therefore we're going to paskin like him. Frek the Rush, a Yesodius de Kakasha on the Rif. That's very nice that Rav Nachman is a Basroi. But Lechaira, you should go to the earlier paskin because Ein Talmud B'Mokum Rabbi. And Lechaira, that's always going to be a struggle. Do you go with the more recent Paisik or with the earlier Paisik? Because those are competing ideas. So how does the Rush reconcile those competing ideas? Well, it depends if they're before or after Abaye of a Rava. That was the cutoff line where we make the discrepancy reasoning between a basroi versus ein talmud b'makom rabbi. But based on this kasha, the Rosh actually argues in psak with the riff and says that we don't pasken like Rav Nachman, but rather we pasken like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Right, the Gemara on this whole memra from Rav Abba. V'ho amr Rav Yechanan chadazimna. We already know that we pasken like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Do amr Rav Abba b'chanan amr Rav Yechanan kol makom shishana Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'mishnasenu halacha k'maysai. We always pasken like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, except for the very few exceptions of chutz me'orei v'tzidain v'raya achreina. Those respective halachas in Bava Basar getting in Sanhedrin. So you don't need to tell me that we pasken like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. In our case, we always pasken like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. For the Gemara, Amarayin who v'alibid Rav Yechanan. Since it's a machlekes Amarayim lagabe what Rav Yechanan said, so therefore Rav Abba b'chanan held. So therefore Rav Abba was pasken like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel like Rav Yechanan's version. So that's why it was necessary to speak it out. Continues the Gemara mid Rav Shimon ben Gamliel from Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's psak that says you do have to sell it off when the Bialim is not around. Nishma, it's mashma from that, demay ridin karev l'nichsei shavui. Let's say a guy Nebuch is captured, so his relative can go ahead and take care of his relative's land until he gets back. Midrabana, from the fact that Chachamim say don't sell off the Peiris, nishma, de'ain may ridin l'karev l'nichsei shavui. Now, when we talk about a shavui, the Ritva speaks out, of course, it doesn't mean a guy has to be captured. He might just have a delayed flight from a business trip. The point is, he's not around, he can't take care of his tzrachim on his field, so you can be may ridin according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, but not according to the Chachamim. Umimai. How do you have a raya from Arasugya to that halacha? Dilma adkan loy ka'omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel hacha el mishum deloy kal yakarna. By the Paris, it's going to be kal yakarna, which means the actual karen is going to be destroyed if you don't do anything about it. Avol hasam, by the case of the shavui, hachinami de marid, maybe you shouldn't go down and handle with his field because that small amount of hezek that's going to happen because he's a shavui is not enough to give the instruction of maridin. V'ad kan loy ka'omar rabon el hacha, maybe only the chacham said by Paris that you shouldn't sell them. Ikar of kana, ikar of nachem bar yitzchak, whether or not the rites b'kav shalei, or because of the Trumus and Meister Svara, but those ideas, I will have some hachinami to marine. But here, by the Shavui, maybe you should go into the field and take care of it. Lamemer detray timing inu. Are you trying to say there are Mishnah of Peres and the case of the Shavui, whether you should be marine, are two different Svaras? And they would be independent one another. The Omer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that you should sell it. The Omer Shmuel Mayridin Karev L'Nichsei Shavui Lav Mishum Dechad Taimu. And based on that, Shmuel said that you should go ahead and be Mayridin in the Shavui's property. So clearly, according to Shmuel, they're one and the same. Look, the Gemara like Trey Taimin and who really they're two different svaras. But even so, Shmuel said you should be my read into the Shavui's property. So Hachinami Mestabra, the Omer Rava Omer of Nachman Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. The Omer Rav Nachman Mayridin Karev L'Nichsei Shavui. So you see Rav Nachman splits it, because he passes like the Chachamim that you shouldn't sell it by the Paris, but he does say you should be married in Lichsei Shavui, so clearly they are independent halachas. El Shema Mina, Trey Taimin Inu, Shema Mina. Itmar, Shavui Shenishba, Rav Amar Ein Mayridin Karl V'Nechasev. His relatives shouldn't go down into his property. Shmuel Amar Mayridin Karl V'Nechasev. Now, B'Sheshama B'Shemes, let's say they heard that the Shavui died. Now, obviously, we're not talking about with Edom Zuktaisis, because then it would be a fact on the ground. We're talking about if there was a rumor, an Eid Echad, etc. So Kuliamale Pligi the Marine. But if there was such a rumor, then everybody's masking, both Rav and Shmuel hold, that Bezin would have the Karev go and be Marine into his property. But Ki Pligi, where is there going to be a Shaila? Bishle Shomu Bishamais. I didn't hear that he died. So Rav Amar ain't Marine. Dilma Mafsidlu. Because maybe he's going to ruin the land. Remember, this Karev may not know what he's doing, or he may not care enough. Bishmuel Amar Marine. Because Kivin Amar Mar, Shaimin and Luhu Ka'aris, we'll evaluate this relative like an Aris. What does that mean? That means that when the Shavui comes home and he finds out his brother-in-law went ahead and was working the land all this time, so he has to now pay off that brother-in-law like the Aris. So therefore, he's got skin in the game. The Aris is going to care and he's going to do a good job, and therefore Le Mafsulu, he's not going to ruin it. So that's why we do allow him to do it. Meisve, we're asking on Shmuel for a brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Mimashmashin Namar. Hashem got mad and he's going to kill us. The pasuk doesn't need to speak out that we're left with widows and orphans here. So why does the pasuk speak out that the women and the children are going to be almanos and yusaymus? This klala is that the women are going to want to remarry. We're not going to let them. Why not? Because it's their igunas. We don't have a raya, their husbands are dead. Ubinayan writes and labor in Nichse Avin, and the kid's going to want a Yarshin, but we're not going to allow them to be Yarish. But this is Lachar Kenegan Shmuel's Kuladika Psak that allows President to sell off the property when there's only like a rumor that their father died. So how is there a kiyum of this Kalala? So Amarava, Leyred Limkartanan. Isa means that they, Bunim themselves, can't go in and sell their property of their father. But it can be handled and improved in the absence of the father, and they can eat the Paris, and therefore they'll be paid off like an Aris if the father ever shows back up. Hava Ovda Brin Nehardar, there was such a maisa about a karov that went down and was yared l'nichse shavui. Uposhtu Rav Sheshes Pehem Asnisa, and Rav Sheshes paskin based on the braisa saying that the karov should not be yared into the field. Omar Leir of Amram, Dilma Leirid Velimkar Tanan. Maybe the Tana actually meant Laird Velimker is what the Tana was talking about, but not that he can't be yired and take care of the pears and eat them and just be paid off like an aris. Omar Leir of Sheshes said back to Rav Amram, Dilma mi Pumpadisa at? What, are you from Pumpadisa? De Mylan Pila Bakupa de Machta? You're trying to push an elephant through the eye of a needle, meaning you're trying to say such a dachuk? The Bryce is comparing it to their wives and to their children. Ma hasam klal loy. Just like the Nushim are absolutely not allowed to remarry because maybe their husbands are still alive. So afhacha, here also by the kids, not me klal loy. The kids can absolutely not be yired into the field, even like a din of an aris. And we're going to stop here in the middle of this discussion and pick it up in Mirtzah Hashem next time.